Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin, and in the studio with me this morning, I have Sitka School District Interim Superintendent John Holst. Thank you so much for coming in this morning, John.
Good. Thank you for having me.
So, goodness, you've got a lot of work cut out for you with trying to figure out what school is going to look like this coming fall, and you got a lot of good people working on it. So
yeah, we have a task force that started work last Thursday night, about 40 to 45 people, and we've broken them up into five groups by building, and we have them working on issues that are important to the parents and how to keep kids safe and, you know, what the schedule would look like and whether you wear masks or not or, you know, all those kinds of things. We need to know what people want. We recognize that no matter what plan we have, it is not going to satisfy everyone, but we want to try to satisfy as many people as possible.
And one of the ways, like, you looks 40, 50 people. That's a pretty good cross-section of different
there's
people.
Parents. Yeah, we have parents, administrators. We also have representatives of teaching and teaching staff and the classified staff so that they can carry that information back to their various groups. And we've tried to select parents who aren't afraid to talk about things in the meetings. We need input. We don't need people just sitting listening. And then we pick people who are going to share this information, which is going to be another vehicle for communications for us.
Definitely. And one of the kind of scheduled modes of communication is happening today and tomorrow at Harrigan Centennial Hall. So we're having
listening sessions. Today, staff, any employees from 11 to 1, and it's a come and go kind of thing. It isn't. There won't be a presentation. We'll answer questions, give information, whatever people want to do. We need to know what they think. And then on tomorrow, on Thursday, we're going to do the same thing with parents and students, and try to elicit from them also information so that we can move forward. We'll be giving out the new calendar that's just been adopted again by the board. We've made a change, moved five professional development days up to the front of the year. So we're actually starting the initial calendar. Had students coming in on the 20th. It's now the 27th.
Okay.
And the reason we're doing that is that we will now have we'll have technology for every child.
That's amazing.
We'll have iPads up through eighth grade, all the way down to kindergarten. We'll have laptops in the high schools. And we need those days to get the staff up to speed. We did a really decent job with no warning last March. And you have to think about, you know, we had 1 week to get ready and do something. And I think we did a fairly good job, better than most districts. I mean, Seattle called school off and never did anything.
Yeah.
So there, and that was the case in a lot of places. Not so much in Alaska, but outside in the larger districts, they just couldn't figure out what to do. But people were really understanding last spring, and they're not going to be as understanding this fall because the expectations are going to be different. So we need to get prepared for that and do the very best job we can.
And I guess something I want to reemphasize with these listening sessions, it's listening on both sides.
Yes.
It's not just going to be you and some of the other task force members talking at parents and faculty.
That's right.
You want to hear back because you still have those 40, 50 people on the task force, but you need a lot of input to try to get the best possible possible avenues to present it.
Well, I'll be there plus one person from each of those five committees because I want the information to go back to each of those committees. So there'll be somebody there. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting time. You know, we're trying to figure out how to operate inside the guidelines that have been set aside by the Department of Education as well as Health and Human Services and the CDC guidelines, which are kind of a moving target. They change weekly sometimes, sometimes daily, trying to figure out how we can operate inside those guidelines. There's three basic categories of community readiness. Green is kind of a full go. It's when you have fewer than four, have not had any cases, live cases, in the last 14 days, and perhaps longer. And in that area, it is possible to probably run school full-time. And we want to make sure we everyone understands our goal is to have every kid in the school every day, full days. That's the goal. We are we're not going to start there, I'm sure. And now the second category is yellow. And yellow is where we are right now. We have some cases that keep popping up, you know, one or two a week. And what that means is that we have to be safeguarding the kids and our staff. And those are, then we have mitigating, you know, perhaps half the kids every other day. That would be one of the options. There are others that we're considering half days for all the kids. Half in the morning, half in the afternoon. That is going to be a logistic nightmare, of course. It's twice as much busing. So, we're asking these the teams to come up with recommendations on wearing masks, whether the kids ought to be there full-time, under what circumstances can we move to full-time, if we can social distance. If we've got schools that can social distance, we're more likely to be able to operate those schools at least full-time. And where we aren't unable to social distance, we may have to continue doing something else. So, and anyone says they know what's going to happen by the end of March, by the end of August, just doesn't understand where we are. I mean, you got to think back to the 1st of May and all the things that have happened between the 1st of May and now. That's what the length of time is between now and the 27th of August. So there are going to be so many changes. We're going to, this plan, the rough drafts of the plan are going to be done on the 15th of July. And then at that point, we're going to have to sort of figure out how we're going to marry them all together, which might cause some adjustments in some of them. I did not want to start with a bunch of rules and guidelines. I wanted this group to start with what will work in that building, and then we'll see if we can make that happen. So
July, they got about just a little over 2 weeks for these task force to come up with those plans.
Then we'll kind of marry these things together. Then 22nd, we're hoping that we have them done for the 22nd so we can get them in the board packet for the 27th for the board review and approve, hopefully. And then on the 31st, it has to be at the department, our plan. We are going to, at the point where we're pretty much done with the plan, which is going to be late July, maybe early August, more likely late July, we are going to be reaching out to parents and asking them what options they would like to choose. Right now, we have two basic options. One is coming to school either full-time or as AB groups, or we have beefed up our REACH correspondence program. We have not been competitive for years, 10 years or more. We are going to be competitive this year. So we are asking if parents are considering that option, please give us a chance to show what we can do for you before you go out of town with IDEA or Raven, which are statewide programs. I guess shop locally. If you stay with us, and we can do whatever they can do, and we'll have a teacher here for you to talk to live if you have difficulty with some part of instruction with your kids. And the money leaves town if you
sign up for something.
It has a huge impact. And of course, you know, if that happens with a significant number of students, our enrollment drops. Each one that leaves town that hurts us financially, and so we have no idea what this is going to look like by the time school starts or halfway into the year even. We do know that we're going to have to accommodate a lot of things. We'll have staff that will not be able to face students because they have compromised immune systems, for instance. We'll have students in that same situation. So we'll have to find ways of using the staff skills differently, where they won't have to be exposed to children. And perhaps they might be doing things electronically with the iPads, doing instruction. So, yeah, those are the two options we have right now. But we're working on a third option, and hopefully we'll have some more to say about it. If we have parents who are uneasy about sending their kids to school at all, mm-hmm. no matter what we're doing, and want to stay with us and have regular instruction from teachers, we're going to try to set up a synchronous, which means live connection, so that we can have a teacher teaching those students live mm-hmm. each day.
Yeah.
Also, on the AB days, we're also going to try, and this is going to be much more difficult, of course, when we have the A students in school and the B at home, we're going to try to use the iPads to stream live the instruction that's going on in the classroom, and expect that the students in class are going to be listening as well as those students at home. Mm-hmm. That's called synchronous, live, same instruction as you would get in a classroom. We'll probably be doing much more asynchronous, which is meaning teachers checking in with kids, giving them assignments, collecting assignments, talking to them about how they're doing, maybe individually or in small groups or full groups. So we're looking at those, and we're hoping by the end of the month that we'll have more information
on what specifically those will look like.
What will be available.
Wonderful. We're just about out of time, John, but you guys have already been doing a lot of great work, and my hat's off to you for this. It's no small task that you've been set up to tackle, but it sounds like you all have the right attitude. And
the most common question I've been getting is, "What in the world were you thinking when you took this job?" So, but I'm glad I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm feeling really good about it. I think we've got great administrators and a terrific teaching staff. So, and of course, the listening sessions today.
Yes, today and
today
tomorrow.
With staff, and tomorrow with parents and students, 11 to 1 at Centennial.
So come and go as you can.
Yeah, and ask whatever questions. We'll have a way for you to ask questions or make comments in writing if you don't want to do it on live Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
So
wonderful.
And we're going to Zoom it. So
okay.
If you're unable to come, parents especially, if you're not able to come, you will be able to Zoom in on it and listen to what's going on.
And that will be available, I'm assuming, on the school district webpage. We'll have information to get there.
Right.
Wonderful. Well, John Holst, interim superintendent for the school district, thank you so much for coming in and for all your hard work.
Well, thank you for the time. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.